I don't get these opportunities very often. Obviously, it's a pretty special day. You know, we've had a long year. We didn't want to come out and say anything. We just want to continue to take our time and make a decision on retiring. But, you know, just talk a little bit about today and kind of what it meant to me was this game, you know, for all intents and purposes across the NFL and for writing an article, it didn't mean much. You know, we're out of it. I read Suhan this morning. You know, it didn't mean a whole lot. But I can tell you, to our football team, to me individually, to my teammates, to coach, I was just really proud of the way we were able to go out and execute, might be the wrong word, but find a way to get a win. You know, we got created a lot of turnovers, made some great plays, offense put some points up, and we got the win. So for me, it was a day that I cataloged in my memory from the moment I got up to obviously now, and enjoyed every minute of it, which has been my plan since day one of the season starting. And, you know, from the first time I got asked the question of if this is my last year, from you folks. And I can tell you my plan was to enjoy every moment of this season and let the chips fall and make a decision in a few weeks, and that's what I'm going to do. But I can tell you, you know, I enjoyed every minute of it. You know, I enjoyed every minute of with my teammates. You know, this business is so much about relationships and people and teammates and coaches, and you don't realize that until you think about this could be it, and you start really thinking about it and thinking about the people you're meeting, you're shaking hands with, you know, on an everyday basis. I thought about this morning. I walked into the stadium and, you know, realized you're talking to security guards and people that, you know, Dave, our parking lot attendant, has been with me for 11 years. It's just relationships like that, you know, that you don't think about and that you cherish, you know, and I think that's, and obviously the special relationships in the locker room and the teammates and those moments. So, you know, we are going to take some time and, you know, officially decide what we're going to do, but I can tell you I enjoyed every minute of it.
With the way you're talking, Chad, it sounds like most likely you're going to retire.
Yeah, I mean, that was the way I started off the season, but I like I said, I didn't want to make a final decision, so, and I still not. I want to get away from the season. You know, the line I gave you guys all year was I want to focus on what I need to do to try to help this team win, and that was the truth. And I think now I just need some time to get away, you know, and my wife and I can make a decision and you know, there's no coming back in this league. It's final. So, you know, I want it to be on my terms, and that's the way I want to do it.
Chad, would it only be your terms if it meant coming back here or if the Vikings decided they wanted to move on? Would you want to play anywhere else?
That's just all something that, you know, we'd have to just figure out as we go. I mean, I'm not in a position at this point to even talk about that far ahead and kind of what that thought process would be. You know, if that would have to kind of take shape as we can move forward.
Chad, how do you feel physically?
Sorry?
How do you feel physically?
I feel great. Honestly, I feel really good. You know, I've had so many people talk to me, and you talk to somebody and say you play until the wheels fall off, until they won't let you on the field anymore, and if somebody will sign you for a minimum, you keep playing on the way out. I've had people say, hey, get out of this game on your own terms, and I'm going to decide my own way what I'm going to do. I've done that my whole career. The reason I wanted to stay in this community, in this organization for 11 years is because I wanted to be a part of something. And I got that from the University of Iowa, just want to be a part of something else, not want to be the guy that's jumping around looking for the best opportunity or the most money or the next best situation. I really wanted to integrate myself and our family into this community, and from day one, I learned that from Jim Kleinsaucer, who we watched retire a few years ago, and we all thought he was, you know, an all-timer as far as Vikings go, and just the way he went about his business and the person he was, and I learned a lot from him. And I wanted to emulate him, and that's what I've tried to do, and so it'll be. We'll see what happens.
Jeff, for you personally, you said you took the whole time and the emotions to make sure that you took everything in from the parking lot all the way in.
Right.
Is that something that you thought of, knowing you, like you didn't want to cheat yourself these moments just in case when you make that decision?
Well, I think we all just kind of go through our day sometimes and don't think about those things. You guys do the same thing, or these guys are in the locker room that are in their first or second year, they just go about their business and they don't realize how important it is until you're at the point where I'm at, and you know, I just think it's good to reflect like that. It's good to put yourself in that position. And you know, we live in a different world in the NFL. You know, I'm 33 years old. I'm up here talking about potentially retiring. It's just a different world, different business. I mean, Rosen's 80. He's still working. You know, so, I mean, it's just one of those things that you have to... It's just one of those situations where...
You'll get it.
It's a little... You know, it's just a little different and unique. And I think I'm happy that I put myself in a position to be able to control this part of my career.
Does your wife have an opinion on whether you should play more?
She's an Italian from Chicago, so you do the math on that one. You know, my 9-year-old's got an opinion. My 9-year-old's been to more football games than most adults. I mean, my 6-year-old's the same. I mean, they're passionate about being here and being Vikings fans, and this is, in a lot of ways, their identity, you know. When they jump on the school bus, you know, their dad plays for the Vikings. That's a big deal for them, you know. And so everybody's got an opinion. My wife certainly will have an opinion, and I want to weigh all those things. But it's I'm just so happy that I've put myself in a position where I can dictate the terms.
How different is the NFL in the world since you entered the league? I know there was no Twitter in 2006.
I can't handle the negative stuff, so I waited for Twitter for a long time. But there's such a different, you know, even 2006, which, you know, doesn't seem that long ago in the grand scheme of things, but man, it's changed a lot, you know, from the practices, the two-a-days to, you know, all that stuff has changed dramatically, specifically with the new CBA. But it's just, you know, a lot of different changes. The league looks different. The age of the teams are different. You know, the type of players that are on the teams are different. It's a always changing, forever changing business.
Hey, Chad, how close is 2016 now to 10? You know, with two guys rappelling from the ceiling for an entire football game.
I did not realize that until after halftime. I mean, I don't know where my head was, but that was when I saw it, that was bizarre. I didn't know what was going on. I tried to continue to focus on what we had to do on the football field, but you know, there's a lot of similarities, and I think, you know, that comparison's been drawn in conversations with you folks throughout the year of just, you know, we've had a lot of things happen in this football team, you know, that you as a player and as a coach, Coach Zimmer, you can't let these things become an excuse for you not winning games, because at the end of the day, that's what we have to do, you know, and that's how you are judged, and certainly we didn't do enough of that, obviously being 8-8, and especially with the way we started, you know, certainly frustrating. But you just can't let those things dictate your season, even though sometimes you look back on it and reflect maybe in a year and a few months and you realize that, man, that really changed the scope of our football team and that changed the mentality, you know. But it's a, there's some parallels for sure, but nothing can touch 2010. You know, we get to play in this building now. So, I mean, there's always some good things that happen.
Chad, a lot of players have difficulty dealing with life after football. Mm-hmm. You set yourself up throughout the course of this, no matter what your decision is, mentally making that transition a lot easier for yourself and your family?
Yeah, it's certainly, you read about that stuff a lot, and you, I think one of the benefits I have is I'm going to remain in the Twin Cities, and that's something that there's so many people and relationships that are within the organization that I cherish and hold dear and that will still continue to have. I mean, Bob Hagen, Tom West, I mean, these guys are, you know, friends, you know, so that doesn't change, you know, just because I don't play for the team anymore. So I think that really helps.
Chad, what's going through your mind whenever they put you up on the screen with about a minute
left? Don't get emotional. It's one of them. You know, I think, you know, just I wanted to, I wanted that moment. You know, I was happy I got that moment. And again, it's if I don't get another moment on U.S. Bank Stadium field, I got that moment. And, you know, my teammates were, you know, unbelievable today. Just, you know, I think being, because we were out of the playoff picture and there wasn't necessarily that carrot of the next game, the next week, you know, the focus really, I thought, went to some guys that could be playing the last football games. You know, I thought that was, you know, we'd obviously rather be playing for a playoff spot and not worrying about that crap. But, you know, it's something that was, you know, they knew and they took notice. So that was pretty cool. So it was fun to have that moment.
How about being introduced last and getting the ovation before the game?
Yeah, I'm usually a guy that runs out as fast as I can. I said, you know what, I'm gonna take this chance to soak it up a little bit. So I thought about those things ahead of time. Again, you know, you all the things you know you're gonna miss when you're done, you wanted to cherish, and I've done that since even training camp. I somehow found a way to enjoy training camp. So that's been my philosophy throughout the year. So, and it's made the year really fun in a frustrating years of ups and downs. It's made the year enjoyable. You know, specifically with just my teammates and the guys in the locker room and the linebackers that we've made it fun in a tough year.
Is the direction of this team is going, the promise of next season and how good they can be, play into your decision?
No, it doesn't. No, I think it did last year, but I think I'm just in a different place now.
Ted, do you think the emotions of you're talking about there's other guys that don't know if they'll be back. Captain Munderland was getting emotional, talking about where he parked. He memorized his spot.
Right.
Do you think that played into how you guys collectively felt and played today?
Yeah, I know. I know in our room, in linebacker room, you know, in our mentality was that we wanted to come out here and play our butts off because we wanted to end this thing with a win, regardless of what has happened. It's just so much better to go in the offseason with a win, regardless. So, like I said, I mean, I get the chance to go up to the podium and speak to you guys, but there's so many guys in the locker room who, you know, the team always looks different. You know, 30% of the guys would be, you know, flipped out. That's just how the NFL works. But to not be one of those guys over 11 years, you know, means a lot to me. So that's what makes it pretty fun. I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Chad.